Daryl Dragon, the captain, better known as, and Tony Tennille, and Muskrat Love on 77 WEW. Before that, we heard a medley of two great songs by Bill Perkins, Little Bird and Little Boat, memories from 1963. 17 minutes till 7 o'clock, or till 3 o'clock, rather. Boy, that day's not going by that fast. 17 till 3, we've got CNN headline news on the way at the top of the hour, where we keep you informed of what's happening around the nation and the world here at 77 WEW. A couple of great vocalists on the way. We'll hear from Barbara Streisand and Don Cornell next.
Our friends at American National Mortgage, located at 204 Mid River Center in St. Peter's, takes this time out to remind drivers. Winter weather brings with it special driving considerations. With our local area children excited about playing and sledding in the snow, drivers, please be sure to take a little extra time when driving in residential areas and around our local area parks. Remember, your actions may save a life. This community reminder brought to you courtesy of the professionals at American National Mortgage, where they invite your calls and questions for all your homeowning needs at 397-8999. That's 397-8999 for the professionals at American National Mortgage of St. Peter's, where they care about you.
Did you know a funeral should not cost $6,000 to $16,000? Through the purchase of Lawn Park Cemetery, Cutis Funeral Home is proudly able to offer a complete burial package, including a quality Cutis traditional funeral, 20-gauge steel casket, sealed concrete burial vault, grave opening, and lettered headstone for only $49.95. If you already own a cemetery lot or plan to use the facilities at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery, Cutis offers a complete funeral package, including 20-gauge steel casket for just $29.70. You don't need to spend extra money just to keep an out-of-town conglomerate's profits high. For further information, call your locally owned and operated Cutis Funeral Home. Cutis Funeral Home, 2906 Gravois, 10,151 Gravois, and 5255 Lee Mayferry Road. Affordability with dignity since 1910.
Steve and his staff at Sportsport World Repair, located at 4664 South Grand here in St. Louis, takes this time out to remind local area drivers. Please be alert for children in school zones and crossing areas. Obey the school crossing guard. She's there for a reason. Remember, driving in school areas requires extra awareness, so watch out for our local area youngsters. This community reminder brought to you courtesy of a community-minded business. That's Sportsport World Repair, where Steve invites your calls and questions for all your automotive needs at 351-8643. That's 351-8643. Or drop by. He's conveniently located at 4664 South Grand. That's Sportsport, where they care about you.
Playing seven decades of hit music, we're the first voice in St. Louis, 77 WEW.
Beautiful sound of Barbara Streisand from the Back to Broadway CD, Some Enchanted Evening on 77 WEW. And before that, we heard from Don Cornell with No Man is an Island. Isn't that the truth? 7 minutes till 3 o'clock. Got some business to take care of, and then we'll be back with Gary and the Pacemakers next.
The staff and members of the St. Louis Teachers and School-Related Personnel Union here in St. Louis takes this special time out as a community service to remind our local area drivers. With winter weather with us, our local area children will be filling the parks and playgrounds with wintertime activities. So please, drivers, when you're out and about on our local area streets, take along the three C's of auto safety. That's caution, courtesy, and above all, common sense. Your actions may save the life of a child. This community reminder brought to you courtesy of the St. Louis Teachers and School-Related Personnel Union. As always, President Cheryl Hart Davenport and her staff would like to take this time out to wish our listeners a happy and healthy winter season because they care about you.
Well, when we're talking about automobiles, ladies and gentlemen, then I'd like for you to follow me across the bridge, across the JB Bridge. Right just about 4 minutes from there, you find a lot of beautiful automobiles. I mean, what a huge selection of cars and the best deal in town for the Chrysler, Plymouth, Dodge, or Jeep that you're going to be driving next. On Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, it's the Dutchman's Place. You know, it's a new name, Metro Chrysler Center, and they made that move over the bridge. Isn't that the truth, huh,
Dutchman? We moved right across the river, right over to JB Bridge. We're now in Columbia, Illinois, where new name is Metro Chrysler Center.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do we handle the Chryslers and the Plymouths, but also we handle the Dodges, the cars and the trucks, and also we have the Jeeps. We've got a brand-new state-of-the-art facility, brand-new building to serve you better. We have over 400 cars in stock, and we're bigger and leaner than we were before. So if you're interested in a quality Chrysler product, anything that Chrysler manufactures, whether it be Dodge, Chrysler, Plymouth, or Jeep, we're the ones for you. It's Metro Chrysler Center, Route 3, Columbia, Illinois.
And that's the Dutchman's Place. A little hello from you, Stuhl, is always appreciated, right, Daisy? Yeah, mein Schatzi. Let's drive one. Let's take him for a test ride.
WEW Radio reminds drivers, just before you leave the office, be sure to tune in to our daily traffic report at 4:50 p.m., sponsored by Watkins Amoco, located at 1104 Hampton Avenue here in St. Louis. Remember, that's the daily traffic report, Monday through Friday, at 4:50 p.m., sponsored by Watkins Amoco. Hear it on the First Voice of St. Louis, 770 AM, WEW.
Playing your favorites all day long. We are the First Voice in St. Louis, 77 WEW.
Don't you worry, darling, don't you know.
That's the music of Ray Anthony and the Orchestra with a nice samba beat to take us up to news time. It's 3 o'clock and you're listening to 77 WEW St. Louis. CNN Headline News is next.
CNN Radio News. I'm Ed McCarthy. The Senate impeachment trial.
Lies.
Attorney General Janet Reno. This is CNN Radio News.
306 in St. Louis, our 77 WEW forecast calls for sunshine the remainder of the day. Look for the high right around where we are now at 50 degrees in the city. Tonight, clear, low down to 33, and then tomorrow, increased cloudiness. Just a slight chance for an afternoon shower or two. The high tomorrow, near 52 degrees. Currently, it is sunny at Lambert Airport, 45 degrees there. It's 50 here at the Hill on 77 WEW. Joe Borelli, as always, playing favorites on this Thursday afternoon, right up until 5 o'clock. This hour, we've got some great ones for you. Mel Torme, Bing Crosby, Benny Goodman, even Del Shannon. And we're starting the hour with Jim Croce from 1985, Operator on 77 WEW.
Once I had a pretty girl.
Hats off to Larry with Del Shannon, reminding us that what goes around comes around. That's the message to that song from 1961. And we started the hour with Jim Croce and Operator here at 77 WEW. Well, it's 13 past 3 o'clock. A reminder once again, coming up at 3:30, we'll bring you Jamie Estes from Stifel Nicolaus and our daily stock market report. Jamie is heard here on the station every morning with Leisha at 8:45, and I have him here at 3:30 every Monday through Friday afternoon for the wrap-up of the stock market report. I hear Dow Jones went down like 60 points today. Jamie will have all the information for you right here on 77 WEW. The good people at Fidelity Funding Corporation in St. Louis want to remind you that child abuse takes many forms. Some victims die, but those who survive carry scars throughout their lives. Support efforts to combat child abuse. This message courtesy of Fidelity Funding Corporation, located at 7961 Big Bend in St. Louis. That's where Shirley Chisholm and the staff have been providing the area over the years with quality service and, above all, integrity. They specialize in creative and alternative financing for credit-challenged individuals and families. For more information, call Fidelity Funding Corporation at 918-0122. That's 918-0122. Fidelity Funding Corporation.
Did you know a funeral should not cost $6,000 to $16,000? Through the purchase of Lawn Park Cemetery, Cutis Funeral Home is proudly able to offer a complete burial package, including a quality Cutis traditional funeral, 20-gauge steel casket, sealed concrete burial vault, grave opening, and lettered headstone for only $49.95. If you already own a cemetery lot or plan to use the facilities at Jefferson Barracks National Cemetery, Cutis offers a complete funeral package, including 20-gauge steel casket for just $29.70. You don't need to spend extra money just to keep an out-of-town conglomerate's profits high. For further information, call your locally owned and operated Cutis Funeral Home. Cutis Funeral Home, 2906 Gravoy, 10,151 Gravoy, and 5255 Lee May Ferry Road. Affordability with dignity since 1910.
Thanks so much, Johnny. What a fabulous audience. Okay, contestants, are you ready?
Oh, I am pumped, Roger.
Ready here, Rog.
Okay, your tax preparer says you've got a nice fat refund coming. But instead of mailing your return, you ask them to use IRS e-file. The question, how much faster do you get your refund?
A clarifying question.
No, we don't use
it. Is IRS e-file secure?
Secure and accurate. After all, 25 million taxpayers used e-file last year. But back to the question, how fast are those refunds?
Oh. Half the usual time.
Gotta tell you, half the usual time is correct.
Hey, Raj, those refunds are even faster with direct deposit.
By golly, extra points there, Beth. Now, how do you e-file?
See your tax preparer.
Right.
Or you can e-file on your PC with tax preparation software.
Hey, gang, you're clicking.
Hey, like IRS e-file. Click, zip, fast round trip.
Hey, that'd be a great slogan for e-file.
Roger, that is their slogan.
I knew that.
A public service message from the IRS, where they're working to put service first.
Hey, I knew that.
Remember, at home, at work, or in your car, make sure you take us along. We're 77 WEW with seven decades of great hits.
In the heart of Texas.
Favorite hits from the last seven decades on the First Voice in St. Louis, 77 WEW.
That's the music of Benny Goodman and the orchestra going way back to the 1930s. That song called Tip It In. And before that, we heard Bing Crosby with the Woody Herman Orchestra and Deep in the Heart of Texas. It's 24 past 3 o'clock. Joe Borelli here with you right up until 5 with even more of your favorite hits from seven decades. And still to come, we have Tony Bennett on tap and the Dave Brubeck Quartet also will be on the way. Don't forget, we have that stock market report with Jamie Estes from Stifel Nicolaus coming up at the bottom of the hour. And following the stock market report, as we do each day, Marty Wilson is in with our Moment of Musical History. All that coming up this hour on 77 WEW.
Valentine's Day is on Sunday this year, and European Cafe will be open for dinner for you and your sweetheart. When the sun sets Sunday, February 14th, grab your Valentine and experience dinner at a European Cafe at 6030 North and South Road. Dining next to a crackling fire, gazing into each other's eyes over candlelight, sipping fresh wine as the waiter places fresh hot bread on your table, you'll feel like you're in a restaurant in Paris, Spain, Greece, or Italy. And what's on the menu at European Cafe? There's so much. Let's see. Chicken pesto, portobello, panino club, cappellini alla italiana, European house salad, or a variety of dolci like Padrona's blackberry chocolate mousse or cheesecakes. Maybe you should try bistecca di vitello, veal served with spinach, roasted potato, porcini mushrooms with garlic cream sauce, or ask for the culinary favorite of Spain on weekends only, paella. Paella is a marvelous blend of rice, chicken, chorizo, shrimp, mussels, scallops, whitefish, zucchini, and more. Ah, que bueno. European Cafe has a variety of antipasto, pasta, delicious desserts, and they can cater your next event. Have lunch or dinner at European Cafe at 630 North and South Road. Phone 863-6013 for Valentine's dinner reservations at European Cafe, where every bite is a delight.
The management and staff at Sharp Screw Products, located on West Lark Industrial Park in Fenton, takes this time out to remind us that with winter weather here, our local area kids are out filling the parks and playgrounds with snowtime activities. So drivers, please take a few extra minutes to be cautious, careful, and considerate of their needs. Remember, your actions today could save the life of a child tomorrow. This community reminder brought to you courtesy of a community-minded business. That's Sharp Screw Products in Fenton. Where, as always, they'd like to take this time out to wish our listeners a happy and healthy winter season because they care about you.
Remember to keep all your radios tuned to the first voice in St. Louis. We're 77 WEW. I like that song. It's great film music, if you will. Dave Brubeck and the Quartet with Take Five on 77 WEW. Oh, there's our theme music. It's time now to join our friend Jamie Estes from Stifel Nicolaus with our stock market report on this Thursday afternoon. Jamie, I understand we had just a slight dip in the market today. What's going on?
Well, just a little dip, but certainly nothing to make us want to run for cover.
Okay, don't sell my stocks just yet, then.
No. And I'm sure your retirement plan is in just fine shape.
I'm glad to hear it. I wish I really had one.
All right. Well, U.S. stocks fell today as Intel and AMD, Advanced Micro Devices, led computer-related shares lower amid signs that falling prices for their microprocessors are hurting profits. The NASDAQ Composite Index fell 82.87 to 2004-10. That's its biggest decline since November 30th. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was off more than 62 points, finishing just above 9,300. The S&P 500 Index was also down more than 23 points to 1248. Two stocks fell for every one that rose on the New York Stock Exchange. Stocks were hurt by speculation that economic strength may prompt the Federal Reserve to head off inflation by raising interest rates and thusly by threatening profits. AMD said that they may lose money in the first quarter this year because of price competition from Intel, the number one chip maker. AMD fell 2 points to 18 and 15 16ths before trading was halted for the announcement. Telecommunications equipment, software, and computer companies also declined. Cisco Systems lost more than 6 points to 105 and a quarter, while Microsoft was down almost 8 points to 159, while Dell Computer also lost 5 5/8 to 102 and 3/8. Let's check in now and see what happened with our stocks of local interest. Ameren was down 3/4 at 37 and 9/16. Allegiant Bank was up 1/4 at 10 and 3/4. Angelica down 3/16 at 14 and 11/16. Anheuser-Busch down 3/16 at 68 and 3/4. Brown Group up 1/2 at 15 and 15/16. Commerce Bank shares was up 1/8 at 39 and 3/8. D&K Healthcare down 7/16 at 23 and 9/16. Earth Grains 23 and 7/8 was down 5/8. Earth Grains down 5/8, 23 and 7/8. Emerson down 1 1/4 at 54 and 3/4. Express Scripts off 1/4 at 63 and 7/16. Jones Medical up 1 5/8 at 32 and 3/4. Kelwood down 7/8 at 26 and 13/16. Laclede Gas up 1/4 at 24. Maverick off 1/16 at 5 and 13/16. May Department Stores up 3/16 at 61 and 13/16. MEMC Electronics down 7/8 at $9 a share. Mercantile down 1 1/4 at 44 and 1/8. Mississippi Valley unchanged at 32 and 3/4. Monsanto down 2 1/8 at 47 and 1/4. Ralston Purina up 1/2, $28 a share. Rawlings Sporting Goods unchanged at 11 and 1/8. Sigma Aldrich down 5/8 at 27 and 7/8. Solutia down 1/8 at 19 and 7/8. And Zoltec lost 1/8 at 9 1/16 We check in now with some of our listener favorites. Bank America down 2 5/16 at 61 3/16. Boeing down 5/16 at 36.5. Daimler Chrysler lost 4 1/8 to close the day at 98 15/16. Ford Motor Company down 2 9/16 at 57 13/16. General Motors down 2 3/8 at 87 1/16. SBC Communications lost 11/16 at 50 3/4. Procter & Gamble down 1 1/16, closed the day at 87 13/16. Walgreens down 3/4 at $61 a share. And Viad was down 15/16 today to close at 28 1/8. And to recap, the S&P 500 index down 23.58 at 1,248.49. The NASDAQ Composite Index down 83.4 at 2,410. The 30-year U.S. Treasury benchmark bond added almost 5 basis points of yield to close out at a 5.302%. And the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 62.31 at 9,304.50 on volume of 856 million shares. With the afternoon market wrap, this is Jamie Estes at Stifel Nicolaus in Clayton.
Jamie, thank you so much. And ladies and gentlemen, remember, Jamie Estes will join us every Monday through Friday afternoon at 3:30 for our afternoon stock market report, and again at 8:45 in the morning for a look at the market before they open with Leisha, right here on 77 WEW. Musically this hour, we still have the McGuire Sisters on tap, Elvis Presley, Lou Rawls, even the Turtles are coming up. But first, it's time for our moment of musical history with Marty Wilson.
This is a moment of musical history. Today is February 4th, and we go back to 1945. I'm Marty Wilson, and a moment of musical history is brought to us by World's Records, America's most complete jazz and big band mail order service. February 4th. Today we'll spotlight a band and the girl vocalist who went on to become a big movie star. But before we do that, in 1955, a singer who worked with Jay McShann's band and who had a long and successful association with Duke Ellington before going out on his own recorded a number one hit. It's Al Hibbler and Unchained Melody. For our feature today, it's back to 1945 and a girl singer who is with a band for the second time. The band was originally organized as the Duke Blue Devils at Duke University in 1936. The vocalist, who a few years later joined them, was a 17-year-old blonde ex-dancer from Cincinnati who had just left the Bob Crosby band. She stayed only a year with the struggling group, but when the band hit it big 5 years later, the leader sent for her to open with them at the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York. This time she stayed, and they had a number of hit records. And when she left the next time, it was to go to Hollywood. Today they recorded one of their biggest numbers. Who's the band leader and the vocalist who went on to become a movie star? We'll find out and listen in just a minute. I'd like to talk to you about an adventure, a musical adventure. How would you like to explore the great wealth of recorded music from 1900 through today? Great recordings, radio performances, concerts, or how about hearing a great of popular music entertaining friends at a private party? It's all there, but how do you go about finding it? You pick up the phone and call World's Records at 1-800-742-6663. Their enthusiastic expert staff will help you find just what you're looking for. After all, they've been doing it for 20 years. They're even recommended by the Library of Congress. Call World's Records today to get your free catalog of their incredible inventory of CDs. They have everything you hear on A Moment of Musical History and more. Call 1-800-742-6663. That's 1-800-742-6663. World's Records. They'll ship anywhere in the world and all major credit cards are accepted. World's Records. They know how you feel about your music. It's Les Brown and